Welcome back. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. It is so good to be back together again and to be able to have music post-Lag BaOmer. As we take our Friday, our mundane Friday, a weekday, and we turn it from a mundane average weekday into an Erev Shabbos, a holy Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Our dear friends, many Tzibor Fishman, Kosher Chayim for us, Tzibor Fredo, memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Sieben, David Aryeh. Today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is dedicated by Merrill and Jeremy Strauss, our dear friends, the Strauss, the commemoration of the Yahrzeit. Last week of Mr. Michael Strauss, Olav HaShalom, Yonishma, Shoshana Fega, Bas Chaim Yitzchak, and by Rina and Steve Ranson, memory of her beloved father, Harry Plitch, Yosef Tzvi, Ben Moshe. Thank you to all of our generous sponsors. That is the siren. That means Shabbos is coming. And we are running out of time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to share with you today from our Parsha, but if you're listening, not Parsha's Bahar, still always relevant. The last Pasuk at the end of our Parsha compares and contrasts the observance of Shabbos with the awe, the fear, the veneration for our holy Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, the temple. Es Shabbosai Tishmoru U'Mikdashi Tira'u Ani Hashem. The Pasuk says, observe and keep, protect my Shabbos. Notice again, all the time throughout the Chumash, it doesn't say my Shabbos. Hashem regularly references Shabbosai, my Shabbosis, in the plural. And we've shared countless times, the commentaries point out that implicit within every Shabbos is two Shabboses. There are the negative commandments. There's that which we avoid. There's the malacha. There's the whole long list of what we can't do. But that's only one part of Shabbos. That can't be the totality of Shabbos. That can't be the Shabbos that we teach and model for our children, the long list of what we cannot do. There's also the positive of Shabbos. There is the serenity, the peace, the tranquility, the joy, the singing, the laughter, the stories, the learning, the sleeping. There is the Kiddush, the Havdalah, there is the Hamotzi and the Zmiros. There's not only the negative, the avoidance, there's also the positive, what we fill that space with. Shabbosai in the plural, the two components of Shabbos, we need to live both parts, we need to live them equally. So the Pasuk says, observe my Shabboses, U'mikdashi tira'u. And also, have awe, yira, have a sense of awe. Venerate my mikdash, my holy sanctuary. What are we talking about? Interestingly, the Chizkuni quotes the Yerushalmi, Targum Yerushalmi, that says Shabbososai Tishmor is not talking about Shabbos. We're not talking about what we know as Shabbos, the end of every week. We're talking about Shemitah. It means protect and observe the years of Shemitah, the 6, the 7 years, which are also called a Shabbos. U'mikdashi tira'u is not talking about the Beis HaMikdash, it's talking about Yovel. So the Chizkuni has a very creative and novel way of interpreting this Pasuk. Shabbososai are Shemitahs, Mikdashi is Yovel, and the Pasuk, now we understand why they are linked and lumped together. They're not talking about Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash at all. That's the way the Chizkuni understands. The Das Akenim and Bali Atosos understands differently. He says, Iskish, there's a hekish between the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and Shabbos. Just like Shabbos applies at all times and everywhere, whether we're in Israel, whether in Yerushalayim, whether we're in exile, whether we're in a time of redemption, whether in a time of diaspora and exile, we always observe Shabbos. Osi le'olam, Shabbos always applies. Mora HaMikdash, the fact that we live with awe and reverence for the Beis HaMikdash, it also always applies. Even b'churbano, even after the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, nevertheless, the Temple Mount, HaRabayis, maintains a sanctity. It has a holiness that cannot be violated, and that's why we have them together. Observe Shabbos, have awe of the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is eternal, Shabbos always applies. The respect, the treatment of the Beis HaMikdash always applies. So the Pasuk has Shabbos contrasted with Mikdash. The Chizkuni says, Shabbos is Shemitah, Mikdash is Yovel, nothing to do with Shabbos. Das Akenim says the connection is, just like Shabbos always applies, so too, the awe, the veneration for the Beis HaMikdash always applies. But I want to share with you another interpretation. I want to share with you another suggestion, maybe of the connection between the two, and it will enable us to have an appreciation of the beauty of Shabbos and to turn our Friday, to take today and transform it into Erev Shabbos. It's an insight from the Zera Yaakov. Zera Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Ginzburg, he lived in the 18th century, 1743 to 1814. He was a Rav and a Dayan in Prague, and he writes the following. We know that we have a mitzvah on Shabbos of Oneg. There's a mitzvah of Simcha, there's a mitzvah of Oneg. Simcha is Yantif. It is defined objectively. When Simcha, one has meat and wine. And Shabbos is not Simcha, Shabbos is Oneg. Shabbos is a mitzvah to get pleasure. if a person gets pleasure, lo aleinu, from milchiks, oneg, you could have milchiks on Shabbos, whatever brings you pleasure. It's a mitzvah of oneg, not a mitzvah of simcha. Whatever brings you oneg, defined very differently. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of oneg? How do we fulfill joy and pleasure and happiness on Shabbos? So the Zer Yaakov says something fascinating. He says, "Imkein mitzvahs oneg Shabbos, hu lios sameach bechelko, ki ilo malachto asuya atzar hayoser tov, vizeo mimidos lios sameach bechelko, ulachein nosn lo kol nishalas libo." Shabbos, we've shared countless times, Shabbos me'in olam haba, we feel complete and we feel whole. Shabbos, there's nothing missing. There's nothing absent. Shabbos, there's nothing lacking. There is leading up to Shabbos. There is Motzei Shabbos. 6 days a week, we're working, we're fighting, we're accumulating, we're amassing. 6 days a week, we're trying to capture what's not there. We're trying to heal, we're trying to recover, trying to be healthy. We're trying to earn, we're trying to accumulate. 6 days a week, we focus on not only what's there, but what's missing to try to become whole. That quest and that ambition to be whole. But Shabbos, we pause, and for 25 hours, we say, enough with the rat race, enough with the pursuit, enough with the chase, enough with the competitiveness, enough with the ambition. For 25 hours, we rest. For 25 hours, we lean in and we celebrate our success. For 25 hours, we say, there's nothing missing. I am completely whole. I have everything I need. And that's why all week long, there are 19 brachos in the Amidah, 13 brachos in the middle of Bakasha, the requests. Here are things that I need, supplication, requests, things that are missing. Shabbos is 7 brachos, Mekadesh HaShabbos, a complete number, 7, the days of the week, 7, the days of creation, 7, we are whole, and 7, we are complete, and 7, we lack and need for nothing. So that ability, that capacity, that for one day awake, be sameach bechelko, for one day awake, say, I'm not going to see what's missing, I'm going to see what's there. I'm not going to see why I feel broken, I'm going to see and focus on why I feel whole. I'm not going to see what's lacking, I'm going to see all around me. Sameach bechelko. I'm going to be happy with what I have. I'm going to choose, because happiness is not an emotion, it's a choice. I'm going to focus, I'm going to look at, I'm going to identify, and I'm going to experience bechelko, sameach bechelko. I'm going to be happy with my lot. I'm going to be happy with what I have. I'm going to be happy with what is there. That's oneg. So yes, the oneg of Shabbos is a beautiful delicacies. Oneg of Shabbos is a beautiful wine, single malt scotch. Oneg of Shabbos is, whatever you define it, tricolored gefilte fish. Oneg of Shabbos is whatever you want it to be, however many dips or side dishes, however many desserts. The oneg of Shabbos is a good schluff. The oneg of Shabbos is a great book. The oneg of Shabbos is a great board game. But you know what the real oneg of Shabbos says, the Zer Yaakov? Leo sameach bechelko. The ability, the oneg, the greatest pleasure you could have in Shabbos is not some material pleasure. The greatest pleasure you could have in Shabbos is not some external, but it's internally finding the capacity to be satisfied with our lot. What does that have to do with Mikdash? How is that a connection? So perhaps you could suggest, perhaps, you know, when a person felt doubt or uncertainty, when a person felt incomplete, when a person felt broken, they would go to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah tells the Beis HaMikdash there were 10 miracles that happened every single day. When you felt doubt, you simply went to the destination of the Beis HaMikdash. And there you experienced, you saw, you witnessed those miracles, and you felt confident that there's an Almighty. Nothing in our lives is coincidence. It's all carefully curated from above. And you therefore recognize it's what's meant to be. Person didn't feel absent or incomplete, didn't feel broken. Person felt whole. Person felt the presence of Hashem. When we go to the Beis HaMikdash in space is what Shabbos represents in time. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash to go to anymore. We are not able to build our confidence. We're not able to unburden ourselves. We're not able to walk out knowing that there is a Creator who is carefully not only aware of but involved in every aspect of our lives. We can't achieve that in space with Shabbos, but we can achieve it in time. We can't achieve it in space with the Mikdash, but we can achieve it in time with Shabbos. We have the privilege and the honor, we have the pleasure of every single weekend, at the end of a long week, immersing ourselves in that place of refuge called Shabbos. Shabbos is the time that the Beis HaMikdash was to space, and even when there is no Beis HaMikdash, we still have Shabbos to be sameach bechelko, to gain that confidence and that feeling, that faith, to build that emunah, that knowledge, to return and recalibrate our compass, to restore our simple sense of faith and our joy in the little things like zmiros and like a Dvar Torah, like a Gishmak, like a Gewaldige story, like time with our family without distraction and without competition for our time. Shabbos and Mikdash go together, one in space and one in time. They both build our confidence in Hashem. They both restore our sense of Emuna in Him. They both restore our neshama and our sense of selves within ourselves. We should all experience the oneg, that incredible and unparalleled joy of Sameach Bechelko. This Shabbos and every Shabbos, turn Friday into Erev Shabbos by thinking about and beginning to transition to not what's missing, not what's absent, not what's left to do, but how complete, how happy we are with what we have. To be Sameach Bechelko is the holiest and the highest oneg that there is. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. Ay, 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 Shabbos. Ay, ay, Shabbos. So come to Siam, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready not only to shower and get dressed and set the table. It's time to get ready to change our mentality, to put on that Shabbos punim, a punim that is Sameach. The Chelko of a great Shabbos.